What's up, guys, and welcome back to the Relentless Fitness Podcast. I'm Josh Hausman.
I'm Nick Adams.
I am Chris Raby.
So, how's everyone doing?
Great.
It's Friday. Weather's great. It's going to be a nice weekend. Baseball is back. Hockey playoffs are almost here. It's kind of that time of the year, spring, where you smell like barbecue grills fired up. You hear the birds chirping. The leaves are coming back. The Masters is on. Azaleas.
I enjoy
tradition unlike any other.
People move their drinking from inside bars and restaurants to outside.
That's right.
I was eating dinner last night, and this guy was just ranting and raving about how he's going to open up his patio. I'm taking the cover off. I'm taking it off.
Good for you,
buddy.
Another
couple of weeks, taking the cover off.
I love it.
Like, sweet, man. Yeah, so it's going to be like 80 on Monday.
Yes.
Good thing I work.
Yeah, all day. Good thing we'll be inside all day, and we can just stare out the window at the nice weather.
Nah, at least you got windows, though.
That's true.
You're active. Windows. You're not in a cubicle.
It could be 10 times worse, because I do have the middle of the day off, and I'm going to get a run in. You heard it, people. I'm going to run on Monday.
I will not.
Yeah.
You heard it here first.
I got two pairs of new running shoes, so I have to break them in, right?
That's true. You did go shoe shopping.
I like those Nikes.
Dude, these are legit.
I may have to treat myself to a pair of shoes this weekend.
I'm like, the springtime comes around, and then I binge on shoes, and
you
then I don't buy any for a year.
Ooh, what kind of Jordans you buy?
First pair of Jordans. I don't even know. All I know is they're red and black Jordans.
Nice.
They're awesome.
Nice.
They're way more comfortable than these Metcons, for sure.
You see a lot of people working out in like... You get like the two extremes. You get the standard... kind of Nike running shoes that we all have on right now.
Yeah.
You'll have the folks in just the Converse Chuck Taylors.
Yeah, that's a lot of that.
It's a lot of that. And then you'll see like the high top intense like Jordan or the KDs or the big time like legit basketball shoes.
Yep. Yes. Yeah.
Gets ankle support.
if they tied them.
Kind of, yeah. Always worried about that too, yeah. I think that as someone who grew up running and like playing basketball, ice skating. I like to have my shoes tight if I'm doing any sort of physical activity or I'm terrified of a twisted ankle or a sprained ankle or something.
I think mine's the other way around because I grew up without shoes on. With gymnastics, you know, you never wear shoes or
You're going to say being a gypsy.
Being a gypsy, running around all the time.
Southern
outside.
Missouri.
You gypsy. He's nice. Won't do that again.
I never had shoes on, so I guess it's just like, you know, the fear of them flying off or something like that. So I didn't ever have to worry about that. So I usually lock them down way too tight. Then I'm too lazy to untie them.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, my dad would always yell at me because you'd ruin the back of the shoes just slipping them off.
Need some Velcros.
Yep.
Here's a good story for you before we get started. Adam Wainwright actually is wearing Velcro Mizuno shoes this year. The last time he wore them was like 5 or 6 years ago, and then they stopped making them, and he tripped on his own shoelace going to cover first base. So he says that he called Mizuno and said, never send me another pair of laced shoes again, but they don't sell the Velcro ones in the U.S., so they didn't have any to send him. So he finally got his hands on a few pairs from Japan. And he said he's wearing them all this season. So that's Adam Wainwright wearing the Velcro Mizuno.
That was a baller move.
That was a scoop I got down in spring training.
Oh, man.
That's legit.
Yep.
Speaking of the Cardinals, how's Piscotty doing? After he got destroyed. One round around the bases, I'm going to hit you three times.
Poor guy.
Smoked him right elbow. Smoked in the left elbow. Yeah. Smoked in the face.
Had a great view of the face shot.
That's
phrasing.
That's just one of those days, like, bad day at the office.
Yeah.
Real bad.
Yeah.
Usually bad days at the office don't get so physical.
No.
It's gnarly. Yeah. Has anyone heard anything? No concussion or anything like
that?
No,
he's cleared.
He's good. He got through his protocol and whatever else. He did. He came into the game yesterday, played, and should be good to go tonight. We're taping this on Friday afternoon, so Cardinals have the Reds this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Here's our five-second soccer update. We are not getting
soccer.
No.
Way to let us down, St. Louis. Yep. Way to let us down.
Yeah, that really sucks. I'm bummed about it.
Yep.
It's too bad. I thought it was going to be really, really good for the city, but vote didn't go our way. So I don't know. There's been some rumblings that maybe it's not done, But for now, no soccer and no new stadium.
It's so lame. I love the like the concept drawing of it. Oh my god, it's so cool.
Yeah, it would be. I mean, it would be really cool, and it would be cool for downtown. And like we were talking about, you guys are a business that's downtown, and to bring more business downtown and it's more excitement downtown and more development downtown would have been great. So for now, those off ramps and that beautiful, beautiful plot of land will remain vacant and miserable. And we'll move on to the next thing, I guess. And I know that Relentless Fitness was going to be a sponsor. You're going to have the line on the jersey. Right on the kits.
That'd be freaking legit. Legit.
That would be great, wouldn't it?
I would love it. Yeah.
That would have been awesome.
I'd go to every game.
Well, not now.
Nope.
Too bad.
Would have, could have, should have, but didn't.
Wow.
So today we're going to, let's pick up where we left off in the last one, talking about goals real quick. We'll hit on that, talk about some nutrition stuff. Talk about barbecuing because it's going to be beautiful outside. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so goals. We were talking a little bit before we started about some of our personal goals that we have. And I think we mentioned like short-term, mid-term, long-term goals. Chris, what were we going over with you? What do you think about your short-term goals?
I think for me, what I first said was I wanted to come in and just like get a little bit healthier, right? My first short-term goal was to come in and feel confident around the gym, feel comfortable around the gym, and feel excited to want to get into the gym. Yeah. The next short-term goal, which I accomplished, the next goal was to kind of figure out how I needed to eat and how I needed to sleep in order to start to see tangible results. I think I started to do that.
Yep.
I think now the goal is to stick, at least Monday through Friday, can't promise about the weekends, but try to stick to my nutrition goal, which I think is around 2,000 to 2,100 calories a day. Yep. And for me right now, try to lose 10 to 12 pounds over the next 2.5 months. We'll say June 21st, that's my birthday, and maintain that. So yep. I think that for me is the next short-term goal. The first time I've actually like written down a number and not only tracking what I'm eating every day and no, not starving myself, but just seeing if it works for me, but also tracking my weight every day just so I kind of know where I am and hopefully figure out ways to cut down on some of the wild fluctuations that I've had in the past. Yeah. So that's the next short-term goal for me. I'm right at about anywhere from 200 to 205 right now over the last week or so. Call it 202. That was this morning, and that's the last couple days. So try to be around 190 by June 21st is my next short-term goal.
Awesome. Very good, very good. Any thoughts, plans for longer out, 6 months, 8 months from now?
I don't know, because I was telling this to Nick when we started working out, is that I think part of the reason that I never really did anything and never really changed what I was doing is that, you know, for a while, my weight would probably fluctuate, but I think especially with clothes on, which sounds weird, I kind of looked the same.
Yeah.
My clothes kind of always fit for the most part the same. I never really had to buy new stuff. So I never really knew what I was doing, what I was eating, what I was weighing. So I've never really had a goal like this where I've written something down and tried to meet it. So I think that once I get there, then maybe, I don't know, is the next part to try and add a little weight, add a little muscle? Is it to try and just maintain where I'm at for a while? Not trying to dodge a question. I really don't know because it's kind of uncharted territory for me. So I think that, you know, the easiest thing now after 2 months or whatever, 2.5 months now, I guess it's been, we started in the middle of January, end of January, is to kind of write down this number, try to get there and then say, all right, that worked. Here's what we do next. It didn't work. Here's why. Or a combination of both.
Yeah, and you just won't know until you're there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, when you drop 10 pounds, I mean, that'll put you around 190. You could get down there, feel great, be like, okay, we can maintain this. We can work on, you know, adding a little bit more muscle while still maintaining that weight. Or you could say, well, I feel way too thin or just you can't maintain that. So you want to find a middle ground. Or you might say, well, maybe I can go a little lighter. So it's just one of those things you have to play around with it and see how it is.
And I think that having never like lifted before too, we're talking today about how I've been making some progress and my weight has gone up and some of the exercises that I'm doing, we're seeing results there. I don't know how I'll react to losing some weight while I continue to lift. So
exactly.
Yeah.
How will I react to that? How it'll be kind of an experience, but we'll be able to track it and track it on the phone and see it every day.
That's the big thing that I was kind of thinking too, is you never really know. You could totally change your body composition and look totally different.
Right.
And not really see the scale move a whole lot. Just because since you are newer to it, you could really pack on some muscle pretty quick.
Yeah.
And that could lead to just a total transformation in how you look, but not really see the scale. So you might maybe get down to like 195 or something. So you're close to your goal, but you didn't really hit that goal, but you look better than you expected, kind of a thing. Because you shed the fat and then added lots of muscle mass. So you never really know. I mean, it's hard to say, and you kind of work it as you go, but it's better to have a dot to go after on the map than to just be kind of blindly winging it. Let's hope we get somewhere.
And that's what happened with another one of my clients this morning. She came in, and she's kind of yo-yoed back and forth on the weight, and this is the first time where she's maintained a weight where – she's not happy where she is now, but she's at least maintaining.
Yeah.
So that's a step in the right direction. And she feels so much better now. And we did measurements this morning, and she's lost around her waist, it's 4 inches.
Awesome.
She's lost, 2 inches on the arms.
Very good.
3 or 4 on the legs.
That's awesome.
So everything's fitting so much better, but the weight's staying the same. So she was kind of upset. She's like, I don't understand how the weight doesn't change. Like,
I imagine she's probably trying to drink a ton of water too, right?
Yeah. But she's so happy with it, and now it's different
for
everybody.
Yep. Yeah, and like talking about water is something that I'm going to talk about too, on a quick little video that I'm going to make, how it affects like with bloating and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I mentioned it to one of my clients this morning about inconsistent water intake, because he was talking about that, I drink a lot of water, and then I didn't, and then I did, and then I didn't. And it doesn't seem like that big of a deal. It's like, I drink enough. I'm not really that thirsty. But try and be consistent with your water. Try and get in, I forget the exact amount. Like I'm trying to get in, I think it's 0.7 of whatever your body weight is in ounces. So somewhere around 127, 128 ounces for myself. And,
can you drink too much? Because I feel like when I'm at the office, all I'm doing is pounding water.
Yeah, you can definitely drink too
much.
It's
hard, but you could. The issue with that is you would drink so much that you like overhydrate your system. You don't have enough like sodium and stuff like that, and things aren't able to
fire properly.
That's
not a problem
for me. Yeah, so it's like, you could do it. It'd be difficult, but you could do it.
People, but I mean, if you're talking about like, if you drink 100, like let's say my target is like 150 ounces. If I'm drinking 220, it's not a big deal.
I heard there's a girl that was doing a show prep. She drank 4 gallons of water a day, but they also had her measuring her sodium so that she would have enough sodium and to like keep from flushing it out constantly and not having enough sodium in her body. So
that's a lot of water.
It's insane.
The most I've ever done was 3 gallons a day.
Yeah.
But, and then a normal day is anywhere from 1 to 2.
Yeah.
Cause I would,
I'm about a gallon and a half.
Yeah.
Cause I would say even if you're drinking 10 bottles, that's like 160, 170 ounces. That's fine. Right?
Yeah. And depending on, the activities for the day, it'll be more, it'll be less, but it's always at least a gallon right around
there. The biggest
thing
is make sure that you're
I'm not pissing motor oil.
Getting enough,
getting
enough. The recommended 8 glasses a day or whatever, but keep it consistent, especially if you're doing weigh-ins, because this will affect you if
another thing to track in the app, I guess.
Do that. Like I carry a big giant like gallon and some, like it's a little over a gallon bottle that I make sure that I at least drink one of. But what it does is it shows my body, look, we're getting plenty of hydration, keep it flushing out. Yeah, I'm pissing all the time, which kind of sucks, but I don't retain water. I don't look like smooth and fluffy from the extra water in there. But what happens if you have a lot of water and then you cut it out, your body retains water because it's like, I don't know when I'm getting water. So it's like drought mode. So, it holds it in your body. You'll have people be like, oh, I pissed once today. And to me, that's like, whoa.
Awful.
But it's just, their body's like, no, we need as much as we can have so that it holds on to it. So that can make your weight fluctuate a ton. So if you go and you pound a whole bunch of water and you're just going all the time, people will be like, oh, I'm going to weigh so much tomorrow, I drink so much water. But it's like, you know, you're not a camel, you're not storing that water.
Right.
You're excreting it, so you're good to go. But you're actually getting rid of more because you don't have to hold it. Your body doesn't have to hold it.
Yeah, at any given time between water, feces, like, it's 5 to 8 pounds.
Yeah.
And people don't realize
it. Yeah, and that's a big thing, too. Also, with your keep your water consistent, but in the morning, take a piss. If you're a morning dumper, get it done.
Go
weigh in after that. Like, you know, but keep it consistent. Try and keep things very consistent. Also, if you find that you're not consistent with this kind of stuff, like, you know, well, I'd wake up and I don't always have to pee, or I used to, you know, take a shit right at 6 a.m. every single day and I don't now. Well, maybe we need to look at some issues like, why are you not regular? What's going on with that? Is it your diet? Did you change something with your diet? Is this affecting you in a negative way? And it's just kind of a branch off of it, but just another reason to notice, hey, something's not quite optimal. Let's figure out why. So, good. So talking about midterm or short-term, midterm, long-term goals, that's something too that as you get further and further into your exercise lifespan, that you will figure out more and more, and things will become more and more interesting. A good example of this is my buddy John, who started working out with me for just weight loss stuff. He's now at a CrossFit gym. He got into it from one of his girlfriends, loves it, and is now competing, has lost tons of weight. He's going to be competing in a CrossFit event in like 2 or 3 months, training 5 times a week, like 180 from what he used to be. But he didn't have that goal originally. He was like, I freaking hate this, and I don't want to work out, and I don't want to go to the gym, and I don't want to have to restrict anything, and I want to do whatever I want to do. But now he loves it, and his diet's really good, and his fitness is really good. So
nice.
It's something that develops over time. So you have a very long lifespan of fitness ahead of you. You'll kind of figure things out and pick out goals and all that as you go.
What about you guys? Do you guys have goals right now, short, medium, or long term?
For sure. I've got my... that 90-day summer shredding that we're doing, the relentless summer shredding. You know, I'm doing that as well. I'm a week ahead of everyone so that I can kind of keep up with posting and stuff, and it posts about the same time as people are in it for their own journey. But my goal is I would love to be 7 to 9% body fat by the end of it, which is going to be difficult. Progress has been really slow, and it's mentally tough. Being like, I'm a month into this and I saw results and I see results, but I'm not where I think I should be. But that's my overall goal, is to just stay consistent, not give up, get down to that body fat percentage in 2 more months. So that's my short term.
Short term for me, it's another weight one. There's a few, so I'm still finishing up the rehab with my hamstring. It's pretty, I'm at maybe 95%. I mean, it's really close to being back to normal and not giving me any issues. So I'm probably roughly 2 to 3 weeks. If I take it slow and don't decide to go in too quick now and ruin it at the very end, trying to slow myself down with that. Once that's done and I can get back to training full on with not, you know, worrying about that, it's going to be, I would love to get down maybe 5-10 more pounds and just sit at 240 and just build some mass at 240 and then see how strong I can get. A little longer term goal than that, maybe 4-6 months. I have some powerlifting competitions later this year that I want to sign up for, and then a strongman competition. I want to go down there, enter the weight class. If nothing goes wrong, I really should finish like top three. As long as rehab and training and everything goes.
What weight class do you think?
At 235.
When and where is that?
I'm not sure on the exact date. I heard there's one down around Springfield, so just another excuse for me to go back down there. But I'll travel anywhere for that one, wherever I need to go. Really, it just needs to be like an open field or something. I don't know what they're all gonna do, but then there are separate goals for those events. So for like the strongman, before I enter it, I want to do a 1200 pound yoke carry. So we've worked up to 750 pounds. This has been never doing it in my life, and we've done it 3 times. So I think we're making pretty good progress on that.
Sure. Sounds like we got to take this show on the road. Yeah, down to Strongman.
That's right.
Hell yeah,
should,
I'll go.
We should at least be over 1,000 within a month.
That's awesome.
And then it's exhausting because you're walking around. It's just on your shoulders.
But you're seeing quick results.
Yeah, no, it's great. I feel like you. So because when you first come into the gym, that's what really hooks you. You just make that quick improvement. The numbers fly up. And I've been in the gym on a serious note for maybe 10 years. So everything, you still make progress, but you hit plateaus and it just gets slower and slower and slower. You've got to do more and more to keep that progress going up. So doing something completely new where I suck at first is so much fun.
Yeah.
Because then once you get it, boom, the numbers just go through the roof. Yeah. And so those are my goals, like midterm. And then my one long-term one, which is kind of ridiculous, but I don't care, so I'll say it anyway, put it out there. So the Arnold, when we went out there, I was hooked on that animal cage, and people setting world records. So I came back. In my head, I have to set a world record. I have to be in that cage next year. I realize this is ridiculous. I don't care. So I found a lift, the Jefferson deadlift. I had never done it before. I started doing it, and basically on a 95% hamstring, I'm within 230 pounds of the world record. So
that's awesome.
I'm hoping this yoke carry and all this new training will carry over. So that is my long-term goal, set a world record in the Jefferson deadlift and do it at the Arnold next year.
I saw your Instagram post and you
in
said
the dark.
Like, I'm never, no, you're, yeah, the picture from the Arnold that you said like, I'm never missing another Arnold. I want to do this. Yeah. And I was about to ask you about that.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. And you put it out there so you can go back and like, that's on the record. That's on Instagram. Yeah. That's for everyone to see.
I want everybody to hold me accountable to that.
So the really cool thing about this, you know, we're talking about goals, and this ties in extremely well. Whenever you're setting goals, it needs to be there's two different methods, but a very common one is SMART goals. This stands for specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. The relevant can also be realistic. So if you heard all of our goals, they all were specific. So we didn't just go, we want to work out and tone up, you know?
Right.
We're going to lose
weight. Which is what I said originally,
But it's not very specific. You can't really measure it, which is the second one, with your weight loss.
Also, I have the bitchiest goal out of all three of us.
No, it's great.
It's like, all relative, though.
I want to be 7% body fat. Nick's like, I want to set a world record. And I'm like, I want to lose 10 pounds.
But see, how many times have we had to set these goals, though?
No, you're right.
So you're setting goal number one. We're setting goal like 101.
Yeah.
But they can all be measurable. Scale, body fat, poundage on like
poundage,
a lift. They're achievable. Definitely, like talking about the yoke carries and then doing your competitions and stuff like that, that's huge. Hitting the 10 pounds fits in perfectly with like the weight loss per week method, getting to the body fat percentage. You know, I got down to 9% in 2 or 3 months 2 years ago. I know that I could do it again. So they're all very achievable, realistic kind of goals as well. They're relevant to what we're trying to do, and then we put a time on it. You know, mine's 90 days. Yours is later this year, next year. Yours is by your birthday. So they all fit this mold very, very well, and it's a blueprint to getting you to where you want to be. If you don't match all of these criteria, most likely you're setting yourself up to fail because you're not really holding yourself accountable. You're just kind of throwing it out there. I don't want to go, you know, I want to go over here and talk to this person and work at this place sometime, somewhere.
Well, it's like
you never do anything with it.
Yeah, it's like a financial goal too, right? You could be like, I want to take a trip, but you know, my buddies and I have a trip every July that I'm like, I'd like to pay for in full. So I'd like to have that done by June 1st. So I need to save $1,500. So every Friday, regardless, every Friday, automatically, I transfer $100 from my checking account to my savings account. And at this point, I don't even notice that it's gone. So now it's like, all right, I'm going to bump that up, bump that up, bump that up. Once you see that it's working, like I said, once I get to hopefully 190 pounds, you're like, all right, now we reevaluate.
Exactly.
And yeah, I think you're right. If you don't have anything on paper, you don't see tangible results, you just say, I want to go to Europe. Like, how how are you going to do that?
When? Where are you going to go when you get there? When do you want to go?
Yeah, that's a huge thing. And there's a lot of little things that can throw it off. A lot of times with this kind of stuff, it'll be like, I have a trip coming up in 2 weeks. I need to lose 50 pounds. It's like,
well, maybe you should have started 6 months ago.
Sorry, that's not timely. That's not realistic. Yeah. That's not achievable. You're not hitting your SMART goals. It's specific and it's measurable, but you're missing everything else. So you got to check all the boxes on this.
Yeah, and our goals are all different. Everyone's going to have different goals and be at different levels. But another thing they all have in common is they're all ramping up.
Yeah.
They're all
stepping
going. Yeah, they're all building towards, you know, bigger and better things. Which, I mean, that to me is one of the most important parts.
Super important. That goes very, very well into the second method of goal setting, which
I segued. I didn't even know it.
Yeah, you did good, man.
Humble brag.
We're just on that level now. So the second one is like shoot for the moon, land in the stars. So this is setting a huge goal, and this works a lot for me in business. Setting this huge goal that you are just going to, like, it seems intense, it's scary, it's, I don't know if I can, like, achieve this, but I'm going to go fucking balls out, and I'm going to go after it. And you go after it, and if you miss, guess what? You're 10 billion times further than the guy that said, I'm going to take one step.
Yeah.
And you're like, I'm going to take 50,000 steps.
Yeah.
And maybe you go 25,000 steps.
That would be my Arnold goal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're still a hell of a lot further than everyone else. You're still that much closer to everything else because you're going after it, balls to the wall. That's an extreme one. That's a very hard one to do. It just depends on your personality type, but it's still a great method. That is just a full bore attack. On a goal, something that's extremely lofty but very, very motivating. And it's like, you know, if you miss it, at least you went crazy and got really close. But if you make it, holy shit, like, you just changed your life.
Yeah.
Like, kind of a thing.
Yeah.
So, but usually that's more of like a long-term kind of a goal mindset. It's a lot more intimidating, but you, like I said, you have to have that personality type. The big thing with this one too, like you're saying with the stair step and it's progressing, you're setting that end dot way out there on the roadmap. You can set little dots along the way, which are your stair steps, which build you up to that point. So you don't have to have this goal, I'm going to make $1 trillion, and then that's the only thing you ever think about.
Right.
You could be like, I'm going to make $1 trillion in 10 years, and then in year one, I'm going to make, you know, $100,000. The next one, I'm going to make $1 million. The next one, I'm going to make $100 million. That kind of a thing. So you're stair-stepping yourself up through it and following that path.
Yeah, even if you don't even realize it. So, yeah, I may have just made this goal 3 weeks ago for next year's Arnold, but looking back, it's 10 years of work in the gym, playing sports, focusing all this energy. This is how I need my competitive drive to come out somehow, and now that I'm not playing sports anymore, I'm just kind of all over the place. So anytime I can really focus in on something and really get competitive, it helps. And I find if I set a goal like that, or with my own business and trying to build that up and trying to build up everything here with Fit City and Relentless, I mean, all this has just helped me funnel everything in and help me, you know, progress even a little quicker than I thought.
Well, even like your lifting meets and stuff like that, that's going to help you get stronger. That's going to make you train harder, which is going to be a stepping stone towards a world record. So they all have purpose. So hopefully that helps you guys out with goals. So let's talk real quick about, do we want to talk about nutrition?
Yeah, because guess what? If you want to lift big, you have to eat big too.
That's right.
And now we get to meal prep.
There you go.
Yes.
So you sent a picture.
Yeah. I got out. I bought some stuff. Going to continue to kind of shop. You know what? The first thing I'm going to do, and I'm actually really excited about doing this, I think tomorrow and Sunday, because I got some kind of staples for this week, and I'm gonna like clear out everything in my cupboards. I've got a bunch of crap up there. I've got stuff that's been sitting up there for 2 years. I've got
time to start fresh.
Stuff that shouldn't be up there. I'm gonna throw it all away. Did a little cooking last week. Sent Nick
that's
a picture.
Yep.
Some
very
stuff
colorful.
I bought. Did a like a half a can of black beans, chicken breast, red pepper, yellow pepper, red onion, avocado. Nice. Made a little bowl. Healthier than the hot sauce. Find some hot sauce.
Healthy fats. Healthy, good clean proteins. Good fiber.
I'm looking forward to going to the farmer's market and buying just a bunch of vegetables and just having stuff kind of around to snack on. Meat, getting some of that stuff this weekend. And then trying to figure out, especially like next week, Cardinals are on the road all week, so trying to meal prep and bring stuff to the office and just continue to kind of eat healthy and just figure out what I like and track the calories and say, this is what I can do. This is what's working. This is what I'm enjoying.
Yep.
What are you guys firing up this weekend?
This will be the first time that I fire up the grill because I just bought a new one.
Ooh, congratulations.
What'd you get?
Nothing real special.
But
just,
I mean like a...
charcoal.
Nice. Yeah. Charcoal. Nice.
Almost went for the charcoal with the smoker attached to it.
Ooh, those are awesome.
I really wanted that one. But I didn't. I decided to go the cheaper route. But it still fits.
Hey,
it's all
right.
Always big enough.
There's always time. You can buy a separate smoker.
I think I may break out the salt block.
There you go.
Throw that on there. Throw some fish on the salt block. Grill that up. I have some... What else do I have sitting in there? I've got some bison I need to grill up.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. We're going all out
this
weekend.
Doing it big.
Some peppers. I don't know.
Yeah, I love grilled veggies.
Yeah.
Grilled veggies are great.
So easy too, right?
They grill really well.
So easy too. Are you guys asparagus guys?
Yes.
I could eat that every meal.
Yep. I love asparagus. I'm going to be doing asparagus, peppers. I want to do more potatoes, get more potatoes in there. I eat tons of rice. And so I'm going to try and bring the rice down a little bit, up the potatoes.
Go buy a Japanese sweet potato.
Do or don't?
Go. Do it.
Are they purple?
Yes.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. I'm going to be doing...
Life-changing.
Is it?
Yes. Uh-huh. Tastes like a steak.
No way.
Yes.
Wow.
Are you sure you didn't just buy a steak?
No. I'm pretty sure. Yep. Yeah. Oh.
Maybe
I'll go
to
Whole Foods like right after this just for the sole purpose of buying a Japanese sweet potato.
Maybe I'll get one of those.
That's on the list.
So I'm going to do that. Maybe some real lean cuts of steak. Lots of salmon, obviously. If you haven't checked it out yet, all these salmon, oh my God, super good, super cheap. I'm going to grill that and then probably turkey tenderloin and then maybe... some chicken breast. It's just kind of getting old at the moment, but I think I'm gonna get some stuff to make some really clean chili.
Ooh,
so
there you go.
Even though it's getting warm out, I like me some chili.
I'm gonna gross everyone out at the gym because I'll boil some mussels this weekend too, then bring those in.
Nice.
Gross everybody out.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
Food.
It's grilling
get creative
season.
With it.
It is grilling season. The biggest thing now is, like you were saying, tracking, seeing where you're at. It's kind of like a game. Figure out how much space you have. Figure out your wiggle room.
You're already experiencing it. You're already playing around with it.
Yeah.
It's good.
And it shows you a whole different ball game whenever it comes to eating. So, you know, people go out and they'll grill and then they'll eat a burger and then they'll drink a beer and then they'll drink five more beers and then they'll have another burger. And then, like, you don't realize it and all of a sudden you're, you know, 2,500 calories in. And it's lunchtime, like kind of a thing. So track your food. You can make space to work in a beer and two beers, whatever. You just have to be conscious of what's going on.
Yep.
Like we were talking about earlier, it's just kind of turn it into a game. You're playing a game. You have an allotted amount of whatever the resource or money or whatever would be in the game, and you're trying to figure out the best and most effective way to spend it. So that's my recommendation. So what do we want to talk about next week? If anyone has any comments or questions or topics they want to talk about, let us know.
I throw it out to the masses.
Yeah, I might try and snag one of my clients and possibly do a little talk with them.
Like it.
That would be cool.
Like it.
Because I've had a lot of my clients for a long time. Like some of them up to about 6 years. So I'd like to do that. Maybe get some ideas as far as, you know, what they do as far as diet. I've got
a couple of them doing like a whole 30 diet right now. A lot of them do macros and calories, like counting that stuff. But yeah, we'll see what I can work out. I know a lot of them are busy, but maybe we can find a good time. So, so if you guys have questions, comments, topics you want to hear about, you can find me or contact me on Facebook, Relentless Fitness or Josh Houseman. You can also send me an email, relentlessfitnessllc@gmail.com. Find me on my website, relentless-fit.com. I'm on Instagram, all that stuff, Josh Houseman or Relentless Fitness, either one.
Nick Adams Fitness on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, nickadamsfitness.com. Real simple.
And I'm on Twitter at CHRABE if you want to tweet me bitching about Mike Matheny putting Matt Adams in left field.
Double switches. Play Jose Martinez.
We'll save that for next week.
Yeah,
we'll
that's see how what the Cardinals we'll rant do about.
This weekend.
Yeah.
And then I'll get to learn something.
There
next
you
week.
Go. There you go.
Well, I hope you guys enjoy your weekend. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. And as always, stay relentless.